Welcome to Let the Gospel Speak, the revelation of the importance of the words of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There are many aspects to consider why Jesus' words are so valuable and why they are to be of such importance in the life of a believer. The first, I would say, the primary reason for evaluating the words of Jesus Christ is to gain the revelation that the Father is the originator of the words of Jesus. Jesus declared this himself in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, to be tempted by the devil. And when Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth from the mouth of God." Matthew 4 verses 1 to 4. On another occasion, Jesus declared, "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father who gave me a commandment, what I should say, what I should speak. And I know his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." John's Gospel 49 to 50. Another occasion, Jesus said, "If a man loves me, he will keep my words. My Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and we will make our abode with him. He that does not love me does not keep my sayings. And the words that you hear are not mine, but the Father who sent me." John 14, 23, 24. Every word delivered by Jesus Christ in the executing of the redemptive plan of the Father in this world carried the authority of his Father in heaven. Jesus declared in John 17, 6-8, "I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that all things you have given to me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them and have known surely that I come forth from you, and they have believed that you have sent me." When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he did not respond with human reasoning or logic, but with the written word that proceeds forth from the mouth of God. In doing so, Jesus revealed that true life, spiritual life, comes not from satisfying of the flesh, but from obeying the Father's voice. The words of Jesus are the living utterances of his Father, which have to be trusted and have to be obeyed without compromise in the lives of believers. Jesus is the perfect standard of a man on this earth, walking in a deep fellowship with his Father. Now, if we profess to be Jesus' disciples, then we are called to live by the exact words that Jesus lived. The Father's word must be our word. To live apart from it is to live apart from God. But to live by it is to walk as sons, being obedient, dependent, and victorious. And if Jesus, the sinless Son, depended entirely on the word of his Father, then how much more must we cling to it with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all of our strength? Amen. In Matthew's Gospel 24, verse 32 to 35, Jesus declared, "Now learn this parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So then likewise, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all these things shall be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. All of the traits of the Godhead are eternal. Of the Father's love, it is stated, his love is from everlasting to everlasting. His mercies are everlasting. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. I recall a word from the Father in speaking of his word. Do not know that you've been bought with a price. Do not know that you've been born again by the incorruptible word of God that lives and abides forever. In John 6:63, Jesus declared, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Because his Father authors the words of Jesus Christ, they will never diminish. They will never lose their power to change the lives and circumstances of people. And as believers, we have to have this confession at all times. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. The words of Jesus must be our sure foundation. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 6:46-49, Jesus declared, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you do not do the things which I say? Whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man who built a house and dug deep and laid the foundation upon a rock. When the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, but could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that hears and doesn't do my word is like a man that is without the foundation, who builds a house upon the earth, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. In a natural realm, the strength of any building is in its foundation. If the foundation is weak, the building would be prone to collapse. As believers, every single believer is responsible for how they build their lives, and more importantly, what they are to build their lives upon. Whosoever, Jesus said, comes to me and hears my sayings. This is a crucial aspect. Are you building your life upon the words of Jesus? Jesus did not stop there. He went further and said this. It's not just hearing, but it's being a doer of the word. So are you putting his word into practice? The Lord gave me this word a few years ago. Do not place anything in my path that you think is too hard for me, for I will say there is nothing impossible with me, and you will know if you walk in the path that I've chosen for you, you will know the truth. There is nothing impossible for you if you will believe and act upon my word. My word must be the anchor of your life. My word must be the firm foundation that you must stand on. Amen. Continue in the words of Jesus. In John 8:28-31, Jesus declared, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has never left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. As Jesus spoke these words, many believed in him. Then said Jesus to those Jews who believed in him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus is revealing a vital truth that very often goes unnoticed. In the life of a believer, there must be progression. Everyone who comes into relationship with Jesus, they may start off as a believer, but the ultimate will, plan, purpose of the Father is that we progress into disciples. This progression comes through the words of Jesus. Jesus said himself, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Go you therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. How often have you heard preachers say, the truth will set you free? But Jesus never said that the truth would make you free. Listen very carefully to what Jesus declared. If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It must become a revelation that Jesus emphasized the importance of continuing in him by continuing living in his word. I am reminded of a word from the Lord when he said, it's my word only that can build you up. It's my word only that saved you in the beginning. It's my word only that can sustain you. It's my word only that can provide all the needs of your life. And it's my word and my word only in your heart that will comfort you. Jesus executes judgment with his word. And if any man hears my words and does not believe them, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but I came to save the world. That's the words of Jesus. He that rejects me and does not receive my word has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days. Jesus said, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father who sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say, what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is everlasting life. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. John 12, 47 to 50. The first and the foremost revelation that fell from the lips of Jesus Christ is that salvation has been wrought on this earth for the entire race of humanity. No one has been excluded. Jesus did not come to judge. Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but Jesus Christ came to save it. But the cost of man's redemption in the eyes of Almighty God was enormous. But it is freely offered to all people everywhere. This is the grace of the Father manifested through Jesus Christ. Jesus declared, if anyone refuses this gift of salvation, he will not condemn, he will not judge them. But in reality, they are condemning themselves to a Christless eternity in hell. It must be clearly understood that by refusing the words of life through Jesus, they are rejecting the words of the Father himself who sent Jesus. And I know his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. He that rejects me and does not receive my words as one that will judge him, the word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days. Anyone who does not receive the words of Jesus, they are cutting themselves off from the only means of receiving salvation. For fallen man cannot have a relationship, neither can they attain acknowledgement with Almighty God outside of Jesus Christ. No one can ever challenge the declaration of Jesus when he declared, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Anyone who rejects Jesus, they are refusing to acknowledge Jesus' legal claim over their lives, because not only is Jesus man's creator, he is also their salvation, their only means of salvation. Jesus' words are never given to us as options. They are never presented to the race of humanity as a choice. They are the only words by which a man may be saved. They are the only words to bring a person from death into life. By rejecting the words of Jesus, a man is sealing his own doom. The Believer's Commission. I have manifested your name unto the men that you gave me out of this world. Yours they were, and you have given them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever you have given to me are of you, for I have given unto them the words which you gave me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from you, and they have believed that you did send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for those which you have given me, for they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. John 17:6-10. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go you therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus said unto him, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then after Jesus had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out, and they preached everywhere, the Lord working with and confirming the word through accompanying signs. Amen. Mark 16:16-20. Jesus Christ has given his believers their marching orders. It is not complicated. To those who desire to follow Jesus on this earth are to take up and embrace the words of the Father. We have all been given a commission in and through Jesus Christ to go make disciples, proclaiming everything that Jesus commanded his disciples. Everyone who believes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and acts on the authority which goes with his name are to go into the world administering the gospel of the kingdom. These are the words that the Holy Spirit of God has been sent into this world to confirm. The Holy Spirit honors the words of Jesus. He does not work with or confirm the traditions of men, nor the doctrines of men. In John 14:25-26, Jesus declared, these things I spoke unto you about while being present with you, but the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Jesus went further in John 15:26-27 and declared, But when the Comforter comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me, and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. And finally, in John 16, 12 to 15, Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Albeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatsoever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he shall take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and shall declare it unto you. Amen.